Good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Sorry, that might have been really loud. I probably said it really loud. I got to move the microphone near me so I'm not like screaming. So it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I'm Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Azure Coach. Sorry I didn't do a show on Monday nor Friday. It was kind of hectic, crazy. I got to figure out how I'm going to do the Friday and Monday shows. I haven't figured it out yet. I've got to figure the combination between that and teaching the kids. And speaking of kids, one of the topics that I shared with them yesterday, I was listening to an Alex Ramosi podcast, and they were talking about fear, hate, jealousy, putting in the work to get where you want. And one of the things I shared in the topic today was putting in the work, putting in the time to get where you want to be, because this is our 2-for-1 Tuesday, how you 10X your career. And I want to talk about putting in the work and also watching out for those people that offer jealousy or hate towards you because you do put in the work and yourself. I mean, a little self-reflection here. And I don't know how this is going to go, but I figured I'd share it anyhow because I did share it with my 8th graders the other day. And that was an interesting conversation. I kind of challenged them out there. So let's get into it. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way. And as I talk about putting in the work, so I got lucky and I'm asked to speak at a couple small conferences, group chats, which I love. I'll do any group. You got a group that wants to talk about stuff, I can talk about stuff. Been doing this for a long time, so I pretty much got a lot of experiences. And this Wednesday, I'm talking at the Princeton Agility meetup, and I'm going to do a lightning talk on using OKRs to help coach your people and how you can use that rather than say, well, how do you feel today? And how can I help you? You know, those are really weak, open-ended questions. No, they're valid questions, but there may be something else you need to dwell on through goals and stuff like that that help the coaching experience go. So that I'm presenting tomorrow night at a free meetup with the Princeton Agility group. If you look on meetup.com, you can find it. And it's a lightning talk, so it's going to be 15 minutes like this show. And then later on this week, we have another speaker. Hold on. Oh, anyway, we got more speakers coming on Thursday night. So if you look over my post, you'll find our speakers for Thursday night. Angeline, it'll be a good conversation in that conversation. So it's Women's History Month. So I'm trying to round out Women's History Month with some women speakers. I have more women speakers coming along. Don't worry about that, but just kind of women empower themselves. So that's coming Thursday night. So I hope you get a chance to listen to it. So what is with this put in the work? I really believe that in order to succeed, well, you can get lucky and you don't put in the work and get there. But most people who really succeed put in the work. They put the time in, they put the effort, they put the reps in, whether it be going to the gym, whether it be, which I need to go to the gym more often, but I hurt my back as an excuse, right? Putting in the work for going, doing deliveries and presentations. You can't just wing it, right? You have to put the work in to deliver the content to help get your message across. And some people get frustrated when it doesn't happen because maybe they didn't put the work in. And we all try. But here's the key for yourself. Hate towards yourself, hate from others. Some get jealous because you put in the work and how are you successful? Like they're talking, I'm nowhere near, just so I know, nowhere near, anywhere near Alex Ramosi and all these guys that are really up there. Nowhere near. I'm just a normal person at this point in time. Nothing crazy. But I can give you points what I did do, but I won't share that here. You have to buy him a book now, and we'll see about that. Oh, so I did get on the book, right? Success, I guess. There's little me in the corner. If you do want a free PDF copy of the book, sign up for my mailing list. I'm going to put that out. If you sign up for the mailing list, you can get a free copy of the PDF, and I'll share that with you so you can see my story and other stories from 20 other people who are what I call change agents when I introduce them. So one of the things I talk about is putting hate. So one of the things I talk about kids is that you might have friends that hate on you because you're being successful, you know, They don't, they, or the, I love his statement, and I'm going to paraphrase it. So it's not exactly right. Maybe close. So they were saying how people don't hate on you if you're behind, below them, or, which was interesting then, and kids took it a different way. But if you're behind them or you're behind, but they hate on you if you're doing better than them, right? So I was kind of conveying that to them, that people hate on and jealous you, saying, oh, you're doing your homework. Oh, you're doing the legwork. Oh, you're getting an A. You don't want to hang out with me because I don't have an A. And they're getting to this whole thing about jealousy and they lost their dream. And people are saying this. Kids came back to me, but people hate on people that are below them also, like homeless people. I live in South Philly. We have homeless people, and they probably witness people hating on homeless people, which is true, right? And I was almost there. So if you read the book, you'll see where I was almost at that point, very close. But I have friends and family members that help me, and also my own work ethic to bring myself back out of that position. So they're saying people will hate on us. Well, you know, but there may be a fear, a personal fear, that they can see themselves making the wrong move and ending up in that position of that homeless person. And my thought was, and I put this on Twitter, was that you hate that possibility of you becoming that homeless person. Therefore, they may hate. And there's other things. Some people are just pure evil, right? I'm not getting into the pure evil part. Some people are pure evil. But sometimes people just hate the fact that in their mind, they could be that homeless person. And I haven't gone to that level. Maybe the next time I talk about, kind of want to share my book with the kids. I don't know. I have to ask their parents' permission, make sure it's okay, because it is kind of adult. It's not like, it's adult mindset, not adult other things, right? It's how you think. And very adult conversations that I shared. But the thing that they were talking about on Hermosi is that you got to put in the work. The people that put in the work are there where they are because they were putting their work in 10 years ago. And even though you fail, you learn, you become learning experience of those failures, and then you get better. And in the end, you make even more money. You thought you were making money before and you fail, but then in the future, you actually make twice as much money as you did when you failed. And I'll be honest with you, it's true, because that's the way I had my career. I was going one path, failed, went another path, and then making two or three times the amount of money that I was making and became who I am today, right? And I have a possibility going back down again, went back down again, but I have a path I want to go forward again. But anyway, so the fear or the hatred is when you succeed. People are going to hate you for studying, to work hard, to take a test, to practice for an achievement. That's why I want to do the OKRs. That helps give you people like yourself that want to achieve. So you get in these meetups or masterminds and make a goal and work with other people that also want to achieve a success level, right? They want to get there. So there's people that are going to hate, but you got to put the work in. The work in is what you do to achieve your goal every quarter, right? And the OKRs, which I talked about last week, and I'm talking about tomorrow night. But those are the kind of things that you need to do. There's people going to come out. Well, why are you working so hard on your goals? Why do you need be better than me? Why do you need to do this? And why do you need to do that? And I put stories throughout my whole book, my chapter of the book, of those stories of people coming out after me and hating on me. Why do I need this? Why do I deserve that? Why? Because I put the time in it, right? Why do you need to be presenting? And that's why I offered the meetup group. Some people didn't make the Agile Alliance. They didn't get a chance to speak there. I'm more than happy to bring them on my meetup group to share their message, get some practice in. Maybe they need another year of practice. I don't know. There's very limited spots, and there's thousands of people that want to present, you know. And if I can give another 12 opportunities or more for people to present their topics with the world, to get that practice in, to build some reps in, some reputation for doing a good presentation to get them into the next time, I'm more than happy to do that. And that's why I developed that meetup group. Really, it's allow people to present their thoughts, their topics, get prepared, put in the work to get to the point where they go to the big stage, right? That's the whole purpose behind my meetup. It's to, so you can put in the work and to share other people. Yeah, I mean, it's a win-win. I try to design it for a win-win. You share something, you learn how you do, you get some practice, the people to sit in the audience get to hear what you got to say. They learn something. It's a win-win. It's what I'm going to do. But you got to put those reps in to get there. So you got to put the work in to get to an Agile coach, an enterprise coach. People ask me, oh, how do I go from a Scrum Master? How do I go from a project manager, program manager, Scrum Master, Agile coach, enterprise coach, coaching on this? How do I get here? I put in the work, right? And sooner or later, it works its way to where you want to go. You find your path. You change. Like we say, it's not about following a plan, but it's being able to handle change, right? And working with change. So I wanted to share that with you. I don't know if this went anywhere. I know I talked for a little bit about it, but don't hesitate to put in the work you need to get the job. And we have our own, I have my own personal fears. Honest to goodness. I have lots of fears. Probably why I have gained so much weight over the past couple of years, but that not working out, kids, I need to work out more. Anyway, I have my own fears too. Like if I put in the work and I achieve this level, that is now the new bar. And Alex Armrosi said it. Yeah. He's like, and the guy was commenting on him. Like, oh yeah, put yourself in a room, a closet, lock yourself in a closet for 6 months to write your book. So you get 500,000 people attend your webinar and the book launch and sell millions of copies of your books and really be successful. And it's like, yeah. And then he says to him, he said, yeah, now you set the new bar. Now your new bar is you got to put all that time and effort in for your next level of release. And you're like, oh, do I really want to put that time and effort to get to that next level? Because now that's my new bar. I say, yeah, do it. Go for it. I tell myself that every day. I worry about that. Sometimes I got to put the effort in to get to what I want. I remind myself. And I figured I'd just share that here. If you really want to 10X your life, get, you know, twice the value for the one thing you do, get a 2-for-1 deal on the value, enter into a system, put in the work. You put in the work, you'll 10X your life. You'll 10X your career. You put in the work, you'll definitely double your revenue, your income in the future. It just takes time and effort. Anyway, I thought I'd share that with you. It was on my mind, you know, and why do you get there to get be successful? And I was listening. I actually ended up listening to that podcast twice and shared it. Probably shared it with my wife and my kids. They're probably like, oh, no, not another podcast you're going to make us listen to. But sometimes it's good. And I forget which one it was. I commented on Twitter. So if you look at my personal Twitter for Greg Mester, at Greg Mester, it was, what episode was this? Episode 676, I believe. Yeah. Episode 676 for Alex Armrosi, The Game with Alex Armrosi. It's an interesting conversation. So I recommend everyone listen to it. If you get a chance, I don't know. Let me know what you think. I don't know. I went off topic. It was on my mind and how to get there. And I'm thinking about how I can 10X where I am now and where I want to be in a couple years. And it was just on my mind. And I'm just sharing with you because, I don't know, it's relevant today. And then tomorrow is we team in HR Wednesday. We added the HR. Oh, and by the way, on Mondays, I'm going to do it. I'm toying with an idea. Let me know what you think. If you want to message me or comment, on Mondays is Metric Mondays. I was also thinking about adding meetups, like talk about when meetups are coming up, opportunities for people to 10X the time in, right? To get their notoriety in the world of Agile and Scrum and business. And kind of promote those meetups that are coming up or that. So I'm thinking Monday is going to be Metric and Meetup Monday, where I talk about some, I'm going to try to follow some stuff. I found some good links. I'll share that next Monday with you on that show. Probably do that. I want to do the meetups on the first of the month, like once a month, go looking on what meetups are out there and share that with you all. Anyway, 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to my diatribe about putting in the work and hate and fear and resentment. And I wish you all the best and I wish you happy scrumming. And I really do. I hope you get that feeling that I really wish everyone the best and success in what they do. Otherwise, I wouldn't do this show, to be honest with you. I don't make any money on it. I just do it, try to help people. All right. Take care, everyone. See ya. Enjoy